Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 23rd, 2006. Today's message is titled, How Much Do We Love Christ? The scripture text is from John 21, verse 15. Brooksine will share that brief text with us now.
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
During the dormant seasons, farmers use manure as fertilizers in the farm fields surrounding our home. Although at times the odor is quite intense, we try to see it as one of the, quote, blessings of living in the country. This morning as I was out, I noticed the fields up the road have that distinct dark color indicating a fresh spreading of manure, and indeed there is a slight odor in the air. I recall a story told by an old-time missionary who has served in Africa since 1958. He serves in a land marked by civil strife and abject poverty, ruled by a brutal dictator. This frame of reference helps me to be mindful of the deplorable conditions so many of our brethren live under. He told the following story from a perspective I feel we all need to hear more often. This is particularly true for those of us who live in lands of relative peace and prosperity. There was a church leader who had a simple farm near others. Each year her crops flourished, and others, wanting to know her secret, asked her, "What kind of manure are you using?" And seeking to give credit to God for the blessing, she replied, "God is my manure." Well, I wouldn't advise expressing God's blessings in this way, but I can certainly see the intent of her message. God is our source and help. He is the dispenser of blessings. Indeed, we are all to praise God from whom all blessings flow. The missionary challenged us to understand Christ's question to Peter in the daily text as a question to us individually. Place your name before this sentence. Do you truly love me more than these? He showed how these unspecified these could be all other objects of our love. Some of these are good, such as our love for family and friends and compassion toward the lost. Others, such as the vast amount of material things we have available, are not necessarily bad in themselves. But do we love Christ supremely? Do we love Christ more than all of these?
Jesus, as I exchange places with Peter today, I hear the words, "Do you truly love me more than these?" As I contemplate what these things are in my life, I want my love and devotion to exceed anyone or anything that I value in this life. In searching my heart this day, I lay before you anything that would conflict or compete with your supreme control of my life. I yield my affections to you, my Lord and my Master.
Amen. And I joined Brooksine with that prayer, and I encourage you to do the same. It's really a prayer we need to continue to express to God because of the things of this earth that so easily cloud it out. Well, this is a ministry called DailyEncouragement.net. Our web address is www.dailyencouragement.net, and you're welcome to visit our site today. There are a couple of additional resources on the website today, or you can access them from our email post or RSS feed if you happen to use those resources. One is a link to a song that just seems to fit so well today, and I did find a very good online edition of the great old classic hymn, My Jesus, I Love Thee. In fact, it's a church I frequently like to use. It's located in British Columbia, Canada. And they just put so many good resources up on the web, which I commend them for. And I have both an audio link to the song as well as a video link. This particular church really must use a lot of bandwidth. And you can watch it on video. Most computers will probably let you do that. Certainly, you can listen to the audio because you're listening to me right now. Also have on the site today an article just recently written about Brooksine and I, published in a series of local community-type newspapers, and there is a link to that article from the website today as well. And finally, talking about the blessings of the farm life, and certainly the spreading of the manure and the ensuing odors and even appearance are certainly a blessing in quotes, but another one is just the joy of living near livestock. And there's a photo up of yours truly holding a baby goat. Our Amish neighbor right around the corner has, and you might want to take a look at that as well. Also, that article, by the way, that there is a link to, has a current photo of Brooksine and I taken by the actual lady that interviewed us as well. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful. Stay encouraged, and indeed count every blessing.